The 47, a new series from WHYY's Plan Philly, shares stories in both English and Spanish about the Latino communities connected by SEPTA's Route 47 bus. At one stop in South Philadelphia, 180 children play soccer or football every weekend. On the field, organizer Luis Uribe has united the players and their families from all backgrounds, Latino, Black, Asian, and White, in friendship and football. Emma Restrepo shares his story.
Welcome to Route 47. Service to Tito Godfrey.
Twenty years ago, Luis Uribe came to Philadelphia from Mexico. At first, it was not easy. However, the worries were left behind on Sundays when Uribe put on his soccer shirt, la número 6 del Club León de México, and played soccer, his passion since he was young in Puebla.
Yo jugaba fútbol cuando era joven. Yo amaba el fútbol y todos los domingos yo jugaba fútbol. Y cuando yo llegué aquí, pues básicamente busqué lo mismo.
When he was able to bring his family, he created Club Deportivo Lobos, or the Wolves, a children's soccer league with 180 players from 80 families. For los Lobos, the year begins with the spring registration. Uribe groups the children by age and skill, ensuring that the good players are well distributed. Some Los Lobos players compete in tournaments in Delaware, New York, Atlantic City, and New Jersey. In winter, they compete in the Philadelphia Citywide Tournament, and they are not bad. Last year, the under-9 team won first place.
La U9, que era de niños, ganó el primer lugar, son los campeones de la ciudad de Filadelfia. La U12 también son campeones, y las niñas jugaron, pero quedaron en tercer lugar, que no fue nada malo para su primer torneo de niñas que ellos fueron. Entonces estoy súper contento con eso.
In an atmosphere of solidarity, on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, families arrive at Capitolo Playground. Rain or shine, the adrenaline begins to run through the playing field and in the stands. The teams are mainly made up of children from Central America, most of them from Mexico. However, the whole neighborhood is there, Blacks, Asians, Whites. Parents cover the cost of t-shirts, cleats, cones, providing one ball per family. Parents also serve as assistant coaches, referees, and linesmen. And when it comes time for final celebrations, moms step up with food and trophies.
Todo lo compramos entre los papás y yo. Básicamente los papás son los que más aportan porque ellos me donan un balón por familia o nos donan un paquete de conos o todo el equipo que nosotros tenemos para entrenar, que no es mucho.
Uribe, a cook and auto mechanic in Philadelphia, appreciates how football allows the children to exercise while keeping them off their phones. For the Latino players, Los Lobos helps them maintain their cultural roots with their home countries, because many of them are already citizens of Philadelphia. But there's more. Children make new friends and so their parents. They end up being invited to each other's parties. Different food, different languages, but everyone understands football.
Pues estamos unidos ahora. Y creo que me gusta más cuando otras personas o otras de otras nacionalidades también se unen a nosotros. Y bueno, lo poco que nos entendemos en inglés o lo poco que nos ellos nos entienden en español, creo que tratamos de las dos partes comunicarnos y llevarnos bien, y nos llevamos bien de maravilla.
Uribe defines himself as a dreamer. His goal is for Los Lobos to be known at the national level. Maybe one player, one day, will be recruited by Major League Soccer. But here in Philadelphia, he wants his Los Lobos players to one day sacarla del estadio, or as we say here, kick it out of the ballpark.
Yo soy un soñador, soñaba en grande y sigo soñando, porque todavía no he llegado a lo que me propongo, y pues nada más.
Emma Restrepo and Jane Von Bergen, Plan Philly, WHYY.
That story was part of a new series from WHYY's Plan Philly, the 47. You can read and listen to more online at whyy.org/the 47.